This ain't my business, but I just know about it.
We back.
She just got to let it rain down on you, like.
Special episode.
We pulled up to the box tonight, baby.
I'm the type of bitch, I'm gonna cheat when I get mad at you. I ain't looking stupid,
I didn't holler. There we go.
Tell you dirty bitch. Well, how could you go for my friend? Yeah, call me handsome, buy me food, and then I beat it in.
She said, did you use a car? Yeah. Hey, man, we in here.
Yeah, she welcome me back open on.
That's how the story is. We in the box here tonight, baby. Yeah, baby, we pushing tacos. We got all the sauce over here.
Stop and pick up me a bag. Then you know I'm on the way. Was a
Pisces, she like me in the worst way.
Honestly, I'm blaming her for how I treat the hostage. I'ma come pull up on you
and pull up to the box.
Plus she got a bad attitude. I'm the type of nigga that all these hoes they gon' laugh at you.
What you say, what you got, man? This your boy, Yotef Ugly Man, the myth, the legend. I am the voice of the ratchet.
And this your boy, Nesto the Don, on the same shit, just a different toilet.
You hear me?
Man, it's your boy, Iceberg Peck, man, the hood voice boss.
Man, in the day, man, it's very special, man. We pulled up, man, to the number one spot in the ratchet, man, in the city, you heard me? And that's the Hood Bocce Taco. And we got the owner himself, man, Mr. Mike Will. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's good with it, baby?
Man, nothing, man. We here chilling, man. I turned. We gotta stay turned. The fact that I'm just gonna go and say it, I really don't feel like sitting here because you ain't got me no hibachi taco.
You don't deserve no taco.
How the hell I don't deserve no taco? I'll help you plug all this shit up.
Fuck that. Whoa, you want a taco for the first time? How many times I asked him to set up before we get there? And the shit just be.
Hey, man, that ain't my business.
Nigga don't clean the table or nothing.
Yeah, that ain't my business.
Anyway,
but we gonna talk about it.
I don't get in family disputes.
Man, I don't know that nigga.
Yeah, man.
Okay, Mike, since we here, before we go any further, since Pac-Man right here and Hootie right here, who had the best Express team?
Our team.
Thank you.
Our team.
Yeah, man.
Me, Cassius, Skrill, Tank. Yeah, I era.
Well, look, what Peep did.
We ran.
Well, we got Cassius
on the podcast, and Cassius, he said it would call law now.
No.
I ain't fucking with
you. I gotta see that on video.
He said, am I lying? No,
nah, he said. But he failed the mission. We paid away for them both.
Yeah, he said, call law, AJ, all them boys, man. He said, they, you know. I mean.
Trash.
To each his own.
Yeah. Them boys trash.
Like we was the best. Yeah, he said numbers. Cassius alone. I'm gonna
tell
you
like this. People from my experience, guess what they did?
What?
They went to the NFL.
Yeah.
Guess what? They got businesses. Hey.
Hey.
The fuck you mean? We finna give our experience a round of applause.
Well, guess what? I mean, niggas ain't just
finna overly get no argument from me. Hell, that's my generation. Nigga, shit.
Carl, come on the podcast. Y'all ain't fucking with us.
But yeah, though.
That's my dog, though. It's my dog.
Mike, man, grinding this shit ain't getting this shit out the mud, man. Well, you ain't done yet because there's something bigger coming for you, man.
Yeah.
Because of the type of person you is, man. And set an example for the youth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know you real big on, you know, helping the youth, and you real big on people changing their life. From one point to another, you know what I'm saying? Because all of us was come through the street, no matter, you know what I mean? Yeah. In the city, because it's hard.
Look at this, y'all. Even before the streets, I ain't go to West Shreveport that long. You know what I'm saying? You know, I did most of my schooling over there with the white people. But when I did get to West Shreveport, you know, Mike was something like a little bully or something, like, man.
You know, take it in. Let me find out if you're pushing it weight around.
It was just small. This
like you know, a little Robert then.
Little Robert. Nah, man, you know.
Actually, Coco and Scrivener was the bully.
Nah, Coco. Coco was a trip. Coco used to be on some like grown ass, like hustling ass shit as a kid.
Yeah.
He always been like that.
Coco was bad as hell, but back to what I was saying, like making that transition, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, from the streets to this and paving the way, showing these young dudes that, man, like, it's something bigger,
yo,
and something better out here in this shit, man. What inspired this?
I always knew eventually I was gonna be doing something, you know, great.
Yeah.
Cause since I was a child, I always knew I had an anointing over me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I never knew the route I was taking, how it was gonna get me where I'm at, but I knew it was gonna lead me somewhere great, no matter how bad it looked at that time.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not transitioning. I'm still transitioning.
Transitioning, yeah.
So I'm still battling, you know, certain things, but my fight that I'm putting up now is 10 times way stronger than what I have did, what I have gave, because I know, like, you know, we all got a purpose.
Yeah.
But it's up to people to wake up and, like, really want to chase it. Like, when you chasing purpose, you got to chase it like it's do or die. Mm. And a lot of times we just be giving our purpose, you know, some of us. Man, you got to give it all of you. And then when you do, you see the results. And that's all y'all seeing is just the results of me just putting in real work.
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm talking about bare minimum.
Yeah.
But it took me to, like, you know, bump my head. Like,
yeah, you got to let them know this ain't happened overnight. It been many phases.
No.
Because I'm telling you something, I remember you was doing the prep meal.
So when you say bump your head, can you speak to some of the roadblocks that you went through on this journey?
To keep it G, like, to be honest with you, the last roadblock was an incident that happened. And I can't go strictly in detail, but when you doing stuff in the streets and it's causing other people to get affected by it,
Now
you know, like, Mike, damn, like, you know, now, see, it's a difference when you in the streets and you thugging and you doing stuff and you taking all your consequences, you taking everything that's coming your way. But when it start affecting other people, not even if you mean to, for them to get in harm's way, because everybody around you know how you rocking. They know what you on. So, like, if I get in this car and we finna get shot at, but you know when I'm in some smoke,
you know
what I'm saying? But, like, I'm the type of person, like, last year, like, 4-5 incidents happened back to back to back to back, and it was causing everybody around me to get affected
by it.
So I'm like, hell nah. I'm like, God trying to talk to me. He trying to tell me. So I done seen death a couple of times. But now it's like, okay, we done with that. Now we playing with other stuff. So it's like, I'm on some, like, you know what, man? God must don't want me doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he gave me a hustle for a reason. So I'm like, God, like, why you give me this hustle? But I can't hustle. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, man, take that same hustle and just put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And he going to turn you up. And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah. Because I get like, A lot of my people that I talk to, like I talk to on the daily, they travel a lot. They be out of town and they be on my social media. And they be like, what the fuck is this hibachi shit? You know what I'm saying? They be like, when I come, I'm gonna have to come get me some. Like the other day when we was up here, me and Wap was up here and the two girls came.
Yeah.
And one of them got out the car and said, I came all the way from Texas and this is my birthday. You know what I'm saying?
And this, we was over with.
Yeah, and it was over with, man.
That happened a lot. I ain't gonna lie. A lot of people coming. That's how when I knew it was big, like people coming from all over the country just to drive, just to come eat.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. Say that again. All over the what?
All over the country. They come in places. Not just the city, the country, Craig. Not just Texas. Not just Mississippi. I'm talking about.
They come from over the country.
So you got top flight tacos of the world.
I guess. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you something about the hood.
Ain't no guessing, nigga.
But I said it because it's not just the taco. It's the hood experience when you walk in. It's a top tier hood experience.
You got
street niggas greeting you like a gentleman.
Like a
queen, you know what I'm saying? We make it sure we stand on customer service.
Yeah.
If we have a mess up, come to us. Come on, baby, let me get you right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
you know I got to ask you about these so-called food reviews. You ain't never reviewed not one restaurant until you one came along. Gonna come around and drop salt on a black man out here, but they get fucked up food from McDonald's every other day, every day, but and don't make not one post.
But look, though, that's what make me better.
Yeah.
So you gotta understand, like, here, like this. And I take my fault. Like, a couple of them, I could honestly say, like, when you go back and I check my stuff and my team, did y'all do this right? Did y'all do that? And I can understand, like, we so fast-paced. We get so many orders a day. It's liable for somebody. So I ain't going to just sit here and say, like, everybody was just lying.
It's my thing, though. When people get fucked up food from other places, they go, don't make a post. They go to their restaurant and say, my food messed up, and they get it redone. When it comes to a young black man, you got to make a post for attention, most likely.
We hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We hot. We live in a world where people are like, they want to be attached to what's hot.
Yeah, man.
So
I told
if I just went here and ate their food and I could just say something to give me a lot of views and likes,
yeah,
they finna do it.
Because I ain't gonna lie, me and my wife had an argument about this shit. I'm like, them people just want attention, man. They ain't never made no reviews. She talk about what? How you know they just, I said, nah, they want fucking attention. I go on their page, don't see not now other food review.
Well, anytime you hot, you know, you gonna get the good, but you gotta get some of the bad, man, gotta come in, and you gotta be able to embrace this. So
that's what life, like, I soak it in. Like what Easy said, all publicity, good publicity.
Yeah.
The day we got bashed, man, I can't talk numbers, but we sold double.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We already be packed. They was all
you
I
know
thought.
What pissed me off though? This young lady gonna tell me, it tastes like something you can make at the house. You can make every damn thing at the house.
Yes.
Come on now. Anytime you make it in a restaurant, you can make it at home.
Well, these young hoes can't cook.
I'm gonna tell you what they don't like. I'm a black man, I'm young, and I mastered the art of consistency.
Yeah.
Check this out. And I said in my other interview, one of the richest restaurants last year in Louisiana was Cane's. Yeah. They sell chicken strips.
Number strips.
$7.8 billion. You know why?
Because they sell one thing.
It's convenient, and they can get it to you all day back to back.
You drop it, come back up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Taco is simple. But guess what? We made it different, and we're going to get them out the door as quick as we can. So if it's a wait, it's because we jam-packed. But guess what? I'm trying to serve you all day long.
Yeah.
If I could be over 16 hours a day, I would. Yeah. But I ain't going to lie. Doing them 8 hours, my crew, they done. Because we making the same thing over and over
again.
Of course it's simple, but guess what? Everybody don't want to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the words of Big Fella, you people talking about you can make it at home, in the words of Big Fella,
go cook your own damn taco.
Your own
check this out right here. How many times you done ate from Wingstop and it was all right?
I ate a lot. I don't
watch
fuck with Wingstop.
Watch this. Check this out.
I'm buffing a wild wing.
You don't really care for it, right?
Yeah.
But on a convenient night, when you want some wings and you don't feel like cooking, I'm just going to order some wings.
That's some after the
guess
club
what?
Type shit.
But look, though, it's
drunk.
It's the art of convince. You know what I'm saying? Wingstop, no one thing. Y'all might not always want us, but it's going to be a time y'all going to need us. So guess what? We open. We popping. It's quick. Mm-hmm. It take 10 minutes to make some wings.
Yeah, but we ain't gonna say this here no Wingstop. Wingstop ain't fucking with this. You know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you something. One thing about Hood Bacha Taco and crawfish and shit like that, they got one thing in common. You know what I'm telling you? What that is?
Ratchet.
It's a quick way to get you some pussy.
I ain't lying. Oh, so they fucking for the Hood Bacha?
What?
I'm saying no.
I'm
finna show you.
Man, we gonna
take, hey,
Mike, I know your DM. I probably know them hoes be trying to get
out. I ain't finna show you this, but I'm finna show
you something.
Nah,
I know them hoes be throwing that pussy,
boy. So let me be telling them hoes, I got these tacos.
No, I'm saying them hoes wide open like the tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, split.
Them hoes with the meat from Hibachi.
They just want the meat in the middle.
That's all.
That ain't lying.
Man, y'all told.
They just want some Hibachi.
That ain't lying.
That's all. They just want some Hibachi.
Shit, you like
9:34.
There's a real place of business.
Look what my bro said. He in jail now, but read that.
And say,
Mike,
say, what's up? Just hollering at your baby boy, ready for your grand open. Them tacos getting me more pussy than ever. Yeah.
Look what he said.
He said, I be telling them hoes, you my brother.
Man, I came back.
Hey, yo, say, boy, look, why you think I wear my Hibachi t-shirts all
man,
the time?
Man, I can't tell you how I've been about
my you. Well, God gonna bless you.
Man, I can't tell you how I've been about potters. They pull up with a girl out there, they be like, babe, look, boy, I finna walk in like on some VIP type shit, you know, I want them to know I know you like this, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I be like, man, come on, kid, what you want me to put a table at, you know?
Look,
I'm telling them he rent. Them hoes thinking the whole time they come here thinking the tacos supposed to be finna get ain't shit. They finna get ain't.
Say, look, Mike, you want to know
what's shorty here?
Hey, Mike, look, you want to know what's so crazy? Who just said, don't tell shorty there because he gonna lie telling me run it. We was sitting back there one day thinking about a skit like that.
Bro, so I done had that happen. Niggas tell her, oh, yeah, man, I don't just build up, you know, I got, that's my pilot. We went in there. But you know, I'm a team player. Like I don't care. Like you know, man, do what y'all do because, like, I always had like a Birdman Slim type mind frame. Anyway,
yeah.
Like, anytime I ever do something major, like when something major happen, like some $1 billion, y'all won't even know it's me. Nobody'll never know because I love to play in the backfield.
Because
the front line come with so much.
That's when the hate really come in. When niggas, see you doing
it
good.
It started, I promise you.
Yeah, when niggas see you doing good because they want to do anything to try to ruin it. You know what I'm saying?
But look, and I don't mean to like just cross, you know what I'm saying? Look what they did to the potato lady.
The potato lady.
Hey, shout out the potato lady, man.
Yeah, like, I don't know nothing, man. I heard whispers.
Potato lady, crook.
That's all I'm going to say. I heard whispers.
I don't give a fuck how much of a crook she was.
I ain't say nothing about no crook.
But we ain't going to do that, but watch this right here.
He said nothing about no crook.
I got this building because of her.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
she passed the ball. Like, she was getting ready to go another route. She could have easily, like, you know, let a white person come. She like, Mike, jump on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Jump on it, and it was the perfect move. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about
that. I got two questions for you.
Yeah.
You know everything about it. How everybody know you like that, man?
Because he cooked.
Everybody know you.
Shorty could tell you. Shorty seen it firsthand. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, look up. First of all, I'm a giver. I give anything I got. And I've been like this since I was I was a jit. So imagine how many people lies I didn't bless when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Like I'm talking about niggas I don't even fool with no more. We might not talk, but like they salute me. There's so many niggas in CCC, but they think I'm like general right now because they know like I done real deal. Like, man, I done fed killers, hustlers, jackers, all that. When niggas was telling me, like, say, Mike, man, you hang with shit. Hey, don't, man, get from around here, snake. But watch this, I used to tell nigga, like, they'll snake you.
Yeah, but
I know how
it's
to take
different
a, I could take a snake and make them my snake, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because of how I move. Yeah. Like, when you, I ain't mean to cut you off, but when you bless people the same way, some people won't jeopardize it. Yeah. They will eventually, excuse my language, fuck it up. But they're gonna try to keep you in their life as long as they can. Mm-hmm. And I done been in every hood, but I done touch every.
Yeah, that's all I'm about to say. I done seen.
But you know this though.
Yeah, I done seen you take a lot of little homies.
Yeah.
And put CDs in their hands and let them go make money off their music instead of putting other stuff in their hands. I done seen you, even what you doing now. You, a lot of them same little homies you put in that position, you're not too.
You know, I ain't gonna lie to you. I did that too though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I put CDs in their hand, but we gonna keep it real.
Yeah.
I put CDs in their hand, then I front them this.
Yeah, that was over 7 years ago though.
Yeah.
Let them know that. That's over 7 years.
Yeah, that's
7 years ago.
Yeah, over 10 years.
just like when you had the spot on Mansfield Road.
Yeah.
Nigga, we was practically sleeping in that motherfucker. You come to your, like, we'll go to your house to record. All of the young homies, you got them in there, won't let them leave at night because you don't want them to go do nothing stupid. Like,
but not just that, like, you know, I always keep a studio.
Yeah.
For people to record it.
Yeah.
But you know, that's what got me shot the first time.
Yeah.
Had me in the middle of
some bullshit.
Multiple crowds. And I always thought, like, because before all this smoke in the city, I was cool with I remember these being these partners and this, that.
Yeah.
So when the smoke went up, and I looked up, I'm like, well, I can't holler at home. I can't, you know what I'm saying? So it wouldn't resonate with me.
Yeah,
like,
you would, man, like they at least respect
you. Yeah.
You want me to tell you where you messed up at?
It should have been work only, not chill. Y'all come here when y'all gonna record a song, then leave.
I was trapping hoes.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
So you can't mix business and
it wasn't, together. This before the business, my it wasn't even
I'm
no
saying
business.
The studio business yeah. and the trapping together, you can't mix that together.
I couldn't, but hey, it went hand in hand.
Yeah, it a
trap route. You know what I'm saying? It went, I had something to rap about.
Yeah.
Then I got the little homies around protecting, you know what I'm saying? So it was just, it was like on some family type, because let me tell you something. In the time I'd have been in the street hustling, I never had a Suge Knight type of mind frame.
Yeah.
I wasn't on no trying to get you knocked off this and that. Man, I strictly was a hustler.
You were trying to get the money.
I saw how to make this turn to this. And then I was like, I could do this as many times as I want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could pay this person bills. You come with this bar, I could pay your bill. I could. So every day I wake up, I'm like, man, people call me. I'm like, I'll be like, I give me. It never was no, I ain't got it.
I got an hour or two. Question for you.
Yeah.
The name, Hibachi. How you come up with that name? And I know you heard that Boss Man D-Lo.
Bro.
Fifth Flow eating Hibachi.
But watch this, though. You know it's a Hibachi in Detroit.
Yeah.
That's the one they keep bringing up.
You talking about the Asian food.
No, the T-Grizzly partner.
You talking about the Asian man who started the...
Black.
I'm thinking about Nobu's. Hibachi. It's an Asian restaurant.
The only other biggest Hibachi is Hibachi Grill.
Yeah, Hibachi, yeah. Yours Hibachi, though. Yeah.
No, there's Hibachi, too.
Oh.
Check this out. You know, but they sell, like, Hibachi food.
Yeah,
like
Asian
the
food.
Steak chicken. Yeah. It looked like that, but it's T-Grizzly partner. All right, now watch this. When I made Hibachi... I was playing, like I tell people, it was never supposed to be this. Man, I was just at my partner's shop, Flea, playing. Like, he was like, bro, sell some plates. He was trying to help me get on my feet after the loss I just took.
Yeah.
So when I made the Hibachi taco, I simply named it Hibachi because when you think about Hibachi, you got multiple meats on the plate with some rice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I got chicken, beef, shrimp, and a taco. I'ma name it. I ain't gonna name it Hibachi. So I'ma name it Hibachi because I'm in the hood.
So you culture appropriate. You took the Asians and the Mexican shit and put it together.
Yes, I guess.
They take our shit and put it together.
I'ma tell y'all something.
You bored.
Hey, on one of my posts that went viral, man, one of the Mexicans told me I better find some safe today.
Damn, nah.
Man, now I'm dead. Man, the Mexicans, they going in it with a black woman. They telling her why I couldn't go fry no chicken or something. Dude, black people don't make tacos. So she arguing with them back and forth. Now I'm not in it. I'm just watching.
Yeah, and the shit was funny as a motherfucker.
He telling her, you better go find, he better go find.
hey, Mike, I'm gonna tell you something.
I gotta be careful going to Texas with the tacos.
Yeah, the Mexicans a whole nother crowd, you
hey.
So look, when it comes to no movie about the taco. Man, I be seeing like this little sauce you be putting on there. Is that like a homemade sauce or is that just something that
it's a mix of two different three sauce, like two or three sauces. So it's store bought sauce, but I take them, I remix them, and I add a little seasoning to it.
It's a secret like the crab and patty farmer.
Nah,
you got a head in the safe back though.
Now, if you watch me, if you stick your head around, because you will see it ain't hard, but...
Man, we got all the sauce.
You ever thought about just selling
tacos
the sauce?
Tacos out the back door.
Yeah, I do. I thought about it.
No,
I got them.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Because then they don't get lost in the sauce.
They get lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
Nigga be slanging tacos.
Nah, out man, the but I want to ship it, like, across the... You know what I'm saying? It's like, I got a lot of stuff I want to do. I just have to just...
It'll get there. It'll
find
get
time,
there.
Man. Yeah. Like, y'all understand, I will work all day. Like, even when I'm working, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
24/7, I'm working. I'm here 16, 18 hours, even if we open or not, man. I'm working because I know where I want to go. And my dreams don't stop at Hibachi.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I'm trying to be a multi-business owner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, last month when the fish was going so crazy, I told my partner, I was like, man, look here. Look for me a little shack.
Hibachi fish.
It ain't got to be Hibachi. I could give it another name. Just like John Seafood, I was like, man, we could drop fish and fries all day and roll.
So you got something in mind, kind of like you want to run some businesses that necessarily, do you feel like you got to be present at them businesses?
No. See, the reason I'm here because you got to understand, like, I'm a first-time restaurant owner.
Yeah.
So I'm learning with my team.
Right.
So... I'm in here trying to make sure they don't fail, but I before they don't fail. Like, you remember what Gay said on that song, I'm front line with my soldier. You know what I'm saying? That's how I am. So I don't be just putting so much blame on them. I got to set the, I got to put the systems in play, and they got to follow them. Mm-hmm. Now, with everything to the T like I want it, now it's consequences, if, you know what I'm saying? But until then, I enjoy being here. Like, it's my therapy. Like, it keep me from doing other stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't have to, man, right. I swear to God, I've been a hustle my whole life. Ever since I've been with this food, this little taco thing, man, I don't have a desire to do nothing else. Nothing else bad. So I say I got other desires. Like, I'm working on, man, I pray everything go good tomorrow. I get this building right down here and do my nonprofit.
Yeah.
And I got, and it's called Baby. It's going to be Baby of Shreveport, Building a Better You. And my vision is to get the youth, trouble or not trouble. Man, we bring them in 2 times a week. Saturday, we go have fun with them. But doing when they come in 2 times a week, we not only like mentoring them about like troubles and stuff they get in. I want to really talk about their mental.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And their emotions. Mm-hmm. Because you see, they just passed their gun law. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we finna talk about it.
Y'all got kids with guns, and just like I just seen on Facebook, she said they don't even know how to channel their emotions and their mind, but they can carry a gun. And all these youngsters killing out of emotion. You know what I'm saying? So I want to just talk and work with them. But the kicker is, okay, I got a partner who cut hair. Mm-hmm. I got a sister who do hair. Uh-huh. I got a partner who drive trucks.
Yeah.
I got a partner who got a paint company. If I can get them to come in either on their Tuesday or Thursday with me, and we do like some trade class work with them.
Yeah,
it's not certified, but it's just out of the kindness of our heart. We give them a boost in where they're going, give them some knowledge. And on that Saturday, we take them, hey, you doing this? We're going to take you in the barbershop. We're going to take you in the, you know what I'm saying? And I just figured like, this is going to be my own project. I'm finna fund out of my own pocket. You know what I'm saying? I say that because even though I would love to get the grants and all that, woo-doo-woo-doo, I ain't finna let my vision wait for no grant money.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, look, I got a nonprofit named Bench 13. And
I seen.
Yeah, and we more than willing to partner with y'all to make, you know what I'm saying,
whatever you need to get done.
Like, and, you know, the city they just provided us with a little small lump sum, you know what I'm saying, and we can work together on whatever it is that, you know.
Well, that's amazing, bro. Like, I feel like anything, man, like, to be honest, bro, we all put on this earth. Man, I honestly feel like we all put on this earth, man, to glorify God and to give back. By giving back, I feel like giving back is reaching back.
Yeah.
Because, man, it's impossible. Like, I'm one of them human beings, like, it's impossible just for me to just get rich, make this money, and just, like, worry about mines. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy. I'm taking trips. But it's like kids getting killed in the city.
Yeah.
Little kids that probably ran on my screen and woo-to-woo. And I look back and I'm like, damn, what?
Yeah.
And I can actually just reach. It don't matter if we win the reach, but at least we did our part.
We tried.
We got so much time on our hands that we just be doing anything.
Yeah.
Man, we could be using that time, man, and work. You know what I'm saying? Putting in some real, real groundwork.
But I feel like that's just the mindset of any real man, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't gonna sit around and watch their communities go get destroyed and go backwards.
Well,
like,
with me,
you know what I'm saying?
With me, I'm kind of biased on that because they took my neighborhood down. So really, I don't give a fuck what's going on out here. And these other my project gone.
Yeah.
My project baby scattered all over the city, my home.
But you just saying it. You just playing, man. Like, you playing. You kept.
Yeah, but we still all one, though. Like, we still all one.
Who all one?
Black people.
He said, who all one?
No, you got niggas and you got black people.
And African Americans and colored.
I agree with that. You got niggas, black people. There's 5 different people. We still all one.
He a nigga. I'm a nigga.
I'm black. I consider myself a nigga. Like,
I'm a nigga.
Cause my dad and he—that's a black man. I'm a nigga.
My dad a black man. I'm a nigga.
So, but we still one.
What Jermaine is?
That's
a mama bell.
A mama bell.
He an African American.
Yeah, nah, that's a mama bell.
Oh, hey, say, oh yeah, say Mike. So say.
Yeah.
I know, but them hoes be throwing puss at you, though.
Man, why you keep hitting on this, man?
I'm saying them hoes taste the cookies.
All right, why you figure, though?
Because if why you figure? Because bitches love Hibachi tacos. I'm chasing, say, dog, look.
Bitch hit me up. It's 2:30 in the morning. She said, what you doing? I said, I'm doing what I'm always doing. I'm listening to instrumentals. I'm right. You heard me? She was like, so you going to take me to lunch tomorrow? I'm like, no, I got to work. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, shit, you said you and Mike, we are real close. So why don't you bring me some Hibachi tacos? She was like, you been trying to get this pussy. She was like, bring me some Hibachi.
So you took a mic.
Yeah,
I don't care, man. What am I doing? I ain't going to call her mine because she's not mine. But
her bald head freak, I know she's fine, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she was mine.
I'm going to start selling no crap.
Hey, look, y'all go to Little Animals for that dope. Go to Little Animals.
Hey, I fuck with Little Animals. Yeah, I went over there by the grove.
Invite us to the restaurant. But you have food, because we came on this motherfucker. I got not nail goddamn tacos.
Sold up.
I got some Little Animals over there. I got a couple pounds of Little Animals. Mm. I had a little drink and shit out. Pointed drinking them whole mouth like this. Yeah, all of y'all goes going crazy. Boy, I thought I was a king.
Some Little Animals, you're going to win. Take them some tacos, you go win.
Say, look. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because...
But I don't pay no mind, man. I can't.
You can't, though. But you don't. But I'm saying, though, you don't think it would be like a nice little balance if you, just say if you was married when you got into this.
Okay.
You don't think it'd be a nice little balance to have a woman to take care of the books? Or you like me, you ain't trusting no bitch with your money.
No, I ain't like that, bro. Like, to be honest, I don't trust nothing or nobody. But, like, if I had a wife, I wouldn't have to worry about trusting her. Because I'm only going to marry something that I'm equally yoked with.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, it's going to be the real deal. Like, some shit you see on movie, because you could real deal create that. It all depends on what type of man you is.
Yes, yes.
Man, a man got the power to make anything be whatever he wanted to be. Yo, a lot of times these women be reflection of they nigga. But sometimes you real deal have some women who just caught up in their wind.
Yeah.
So you the nigga for the moment, man.
Yeah.
So what you value more, like looks or a mindset? Like what's more valuable to
both of them
to you?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all want somebody to look good. Don't lie. Yeah. We all want somebody to look good. We all want somebody with a mind. But, like, in my particular, like, preference, like, in the era I'm headed into, man, I got to have a woman who got a strong spiritual backbone. Like, pray for me. Like,
so you really into, I don't want to say religion, yeah, but you know.
It ain't religion.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to say religion, but like, spirituality, I said like that.
I wouldn't say that. I'm going to tell you what it is. Like, I done real deal been in some situations. Man, like, I'm talking about some real deal situation, cuz. Like, I'm going to break this down to you. What are two closest places a nigga are going to be, a man, whoever, especially a street nigga, gonna be the closest to God at?
Jail or hell?
Jail or hell?
I mean, jail or death.
Jail or finna die.
Finna die, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, me seeing both, especially getting shot a couple times. Then I had one time I was rushed to the hospital. I had fluid on my like, it's just a lot of stuff. It's just a lot of incidences, man. Then I dodged a lot of, man, I ain't gonna say I dodged a lot of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, come to my D, man, cuz. So it made me realize, like, a lot of people know it's a God, but you won't know him until you feel him or you really see him, like, do an act.
Yeah.
A miracle, you know what I'm saying? And he done did it like multiple times in my life. And then when I reacted to his action, he showed me his power. He flexed his muscle. And I'm telling you, bro, like, it just put me in a position where, like, man, I don't need niggas. I need God.
Yeah.
So I got close to him. When I'm slipping, like, I talk to him. I you know what I'm saying? So the type of woman I have, she gotta be like on my level to where she can catch me. You know what I'm saying? When I'm, cause the devil, he never really attack me through, boy. He don't attack me through regular stuff. Man, the devil come for my mind. When he come for me, man, that man play with my mind.
Yeah. So like, could you, do you think you can be with a woman that don't believe in God?
Man, I don't even want to try. I ain't gonna lie. because the type of nigga, the type of man I am, bro, regardless of the next person belief, I respect it. You know what I'm saying? Like, your belief, like what Cuz said on Men's Society or whatever, he said, what's gonna make him a better man? I'm all for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of person, man, I wouldn't try to fight that because I really feel like at our age, it gonna take God to show people like him for them to believe because everybody got their own beliefs. Everybody got their own studies. Everybody studying here. So it's just a fight. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't, me personally, I wouldn't want to put that fight up. But if she willing to like listen and learn, I'm teaching what I know. You know what I'm saying?
I like sex workers.
Like what?
Sex workers.
Whoa.
They say we can't say prostitute because they say prostitution.
Oh, I was going to say, what?
I'm saying because they say prostitution is illegal. So I say sex worker because you
can find
out.
I thought you were trying to say social worker, but.
I fuck a social worker.
I believe. I'm pretty sure you. Yeah.
I fuck you on social worker.
Food stamp worker, everything.
If she going to help me get them stamped.
Yeah,
that boy gonna fuck anything with that.
You just gotta bring those stamps over y'all to everybody.
Yeah. Hey,
because you hit it right, you gonna break the bank,
man. What? Hey, good. You can get me stamps, or you can get all those stamps.
Yeah,
I'm gonna spread that whole through the hood.
Cause you stamp.
Yeah, I got them.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
You might open you a little restaurant.
Hey, boy. Hey, I make the coldest shrimp burgers in the world.
Yeah,
shout about you.
No, I am not.
I pulled up here one time. That man was sitting outside, man, in front of the door, man. I was like, so I don't know what you got going, man. That man, he tore up, man. That man, nobody was funny as hell, man.
Hey, look. But speaking of what the bitch was talking about, man, talking about they can make them tacos at the house and shit. Look,
what make them
then? I went to, you know, I be going trap crowd a lot of shit, yeah, right? Yeah. So, you know, Cub be having them trap burgers.
Talking about Jewel,
yeah.
Hey, boyhood, I'm hood, boyhood,
yeah. Oh, God, I fuck with him. Look, Cub be making them trap burgers, right?
Yeah.
I said that one day, I said, look at them boys make them trap burger. I said, you know what? And got something for that, yeah. I went home, cooked me them burgers. I started putting them bitches on there, motherfucking jalapeno, pickle, barbecue sauce. I know the whole recipe. I ain't gonna put it out there though. Yeah. But I put the whole recipe together. I ain't never made a burger different.
Hey, see them niggas from the Kings be stealing. Oh, nobody asked you about that sauce. He trying.
Say, man, we got that shit. My boy got them tacos.
Yeah, nah,
slinging them out the motherfucking back door. You know what? We should do that, man. Because it's about to be summertime.
Can't knock out of her bite shit.
I think we should do that. I think that ain't my business, but let's talk about it.
Well,
do a tour in the city of the businesses.
Of the business? That would be fine.
That would be fine because ain't nobody else in the city doing it.
But then y'all need to go hit a lot of old businesses that's not really getting talked about on social media.
Yeah.
But like, really kick some stuff out. Cat Daddy, the Monk House Seafood, Taylor's, you know what I'm saying?
CNC.
I wish you and I was still, you
man,
know
come
what
on,
mean?
Man.
You went back, though.
Man, went back.
Boy, that $4 plate.
Boy, you and I raised.
But you can give him $3. Then
that's
all
I got. This I got.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get a B2 and rice.
Say, man. And then now that Carol cooking that food.
You can enclose the plate.
Boy.
Man, the whole restaurant full of flies.
You said it.
Boy, him and the old family.
They don't give a damn.
We ain't give a damn, boy.
You got back there cooking. A little fire on back there cooking.
The whole family. Fucking it up. And I'm talking about the best pack every day at all.
That shit be good.
Swear to God, lunch is old with.
Man, what time you open and close and shit?
Man, we've been doing a lot of work in our kitchen, so someday we'll open. This time, until I get my kitchen how I want it, then we'll run a 4-4 straight all the way through time, but we aim to open 11 to 9. Tomorrow we're gonna be open 11 to 9 for sure, cause we've been up and up working all day, getting our vent hood and everything how we want it. So 11 to 9, we're gonna open tomorrow. We're gonna rock out. We're gonna have fish, taco soup.
Yeah,
man, we're gonna have the rice.
You
bowl.
Know what you need in here?
What y'all need?
A boom boom room.
I thought you was saying a scribble pole.
I mean, look that
man. A boom boom room.
Look that. What is it?
Yeah. What you want him to be.
Okay.
Come in.
Hey, don't tell me that.
Come in. Look, this is what y'all do when she gets a meat put in a taco while she
boy, eat taco.
Ain't no meatloaf
between them buns.
This is what y'all do. Bring your little thing in here. Ask for Mike. I come to the front door, be like, Mike, I got a couple dollars. I want to take them tacos in that room with her. Yeah,
yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. Say, man, look, this wise car hood about your taco, ain't no telling what you like to come in this bitch and see Wayne Nisha up in there. You feel me? You like to come in this bitch and see Wayne Nisha. The bitch left a wig. She out of jail. She was fresh out of jail. She ain't had no shit. She ain't shot a jail.
Man, she ain't had nothing. That's crazy.
We had to shake Wayne Nisha back, man. Hey, look, though.
We finna shoot that movie, bro. Real talk.
Yeah, man. I talked to a film because we finna shoot that movie, man.
Yeah, man. Let's get it, man.
So, man, I don't know what prices they told you, but I know some real professional people, you know what I'm saying, who linked in with people that's on the way downhill.
Yeah.
But, you know, I ain't going to say the people name, but they on the way downhill. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know, you know, we'll talk about this, you know, another
thing. Yeah, they gave me a number.
Yeah, I'm talking about
top. It ain't bad, though. This top tier.
You seen Boosie move? Man. It's going to look way 100 times better than this.
Bro, this going to look.
Look better than everything out to it.
This, yeah. Like, yeah, it's moving. I'm
talking about the whole crew.
I'm telling you, like, and then the thing about it, the people I talk to, they revise the script, they go over rehearsals with the script, they do all the music, all the everything, and like, top of the line, and we ain't talking about over 20. We're not talking about
I'm gonna highlight you off camera and tell you the prices my people told me. Shit.
If it's under 10, let's get it. If it's over 10, we still can roll. You know what I'm saying?
I'm at the highlight.
Yeah, I want to get it. You got me excited, bro.
Because you get your
pick. Now nah, he gonna pay half of it.
Okay. I'm saying, we talking about bringing investors in. You know,
A partnership.
Yeah, we talking about, you know, we got different people who want to invest. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's get it there.
West Shreveport Investments, my investment group.
Yeah.
West Shreveport Investment Group.
West Shreveport Investment
Group. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Because I'm from the west side, man.
Yeah, you know, my nigga, that was Central, nigga.
Hey, boy.
West Shreveport
Investment
Group.
West
Shreveport
ass nigga. I
went to
Central
Elementary. Yeah. They said
the
West Shreveport nigga
was
bougie, man.
Yeah, y'all was crazy.
Who you went to? But we were crimping that West Shreveport.
I went to Corn Middle School.
You went to what?
Corn.
I went to Limwood. You got kicked out of Limwood. That's why.
What you did?
I'm getting pussy.
Touching on one of mama bitch.
There y'all.
So,
I started fucking at 9.
Hey, ask him where you got caught with.
Where you from?
I'm from Lakeside Project.
Yeah.
From Project. I've been
fucked early.
I was just gonna say they be doing.
We've been fucking.
Nah, you've been getting molested.
Black people told.
You need therapy. We had Pac-Man try to tell him.
Yeah, that's facts, though. That's rape.
That's
just...
How? That one
was
nigga, old.
You was a baby.
You ain't had the right mindset.
Nigga, my mindset,
You wasn't old enough to give consent. That's statutory.
Well, fuck all that, but I'm saying, so what's wrong? But yeah, Mike, I went to Linwood for a couple weeks, but I went to Corn Middle School.
Nah, why you got kicked out of Linwood?
For fucking in the bathroom.
Fucking who?
A white girl named Celeste.
What you saying? The woman name?
Man, I'm married.
She
sound
like she got something.
I'm her husband finna divorce her now. She a whole nigga lover.
Her husband probably be a whole shared deputy or something.
I don't give a fuck. Hey, I seen it on the internet. Celeste done got signed.
She got OnlyFans?
Nah, she don't even dip and dab like that. But I hope she do. I'm finna get on OnlyFans and see.
Man, look. I'm dead.
That boy changed the light, man. He don't like speaking on certain stuff.
Him?
Yeah, that boy activist, man. He told me an activist. I thought he was telling me he has activists.
They say you can take the nigga out the hood.
But you can't take the hood out the nigga, man.
Because one thing about men, boy, we're going to forever love women. Forever love them.
Nah, I love slits.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I like
women are meant to be loved.
I like holes, slits.
Yeah,
you like anything with a hole on it.
Yeah.
He like slits.
Yeah,
it
works.
Hey, man, hey.
Bro,
so he like the slits.
Yeah, I like slits. I like them all, though. I ain't that
pretty. So where you find them at?
Where I find
them? Social media.
Hey, ask him why him the good, bro.
My girlfriend asked me to stop speaking on this. We really not, but
she still got a close friend or you made her close?
No, I still be putting up.
You made her close it now?
She still got the close friends?
She could tell me now. Nah, how would I know?
Because you ain't.
Man, y'all told her.
Man, look, buddy.
You let her tell you she never had it, but she.
Mike, she was just joking off.
Mike, you not gonna kiss Wild.
That's why she.
You ain't gonna kiss Wild. It's 10:05.
It didn't even take but 15 minutes to go, though. It's like, yeah, I can fly out the road.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, man. Yeah, this shit hit
me. He likes slurs. You like?
I like sluts, hoes.
And you mad?
I like my wife. I love my
wife. No, I just been saying.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about nothing. Nigga,
go. Yeah, that's the right thing to say.
After okay. The podcast over, I do not hang with them. Yeah. Especially him.
Yeah, that's the right thing to say.
You was trying to get the councilman to focus.
Bo Whitehorn. Bo Whitehorn. You down there with him.
You say, you voted yet? You voted?
Nah, I was voting this week, man. I was trying to.
You need to take your whole crew down there one time.
Yeah, well.
Make sure y'all do nigga shit like throw the.
Well.
Hey, say, man.
I just went and got another ID the day before yesterday, so I can go register and all that. But yeah, I was going to throw some here, like, to make encourage people to go
vote.
So I just don't know the, you know, ins and outs, but we're going to put something together.
Well.
Oh, y'all can put something together, man. Like, you know.
Well, it's kind of
just say go vote or something. You can't really do nothing for nobody.
Yeah, that don't even want people standing by the voting thing. And yeah, because they go vote.
It's crazy.
They stole the election twice.
That's crazy. I ain't never seen nothing like that.
That's why when I'm doing your draft, I locked all my doors. I be telling my daughter, you know they steal. They known for stealing. Yeah. They stole us from Africa. They stole the election 2 times. White they stole the election for Trump. They steal.
White folks are thieves. And they trying to steal an election from Trump again.
Dang.
Man, people, they getting more niggerish by the minute.
Yeah.
White people. No. Man, you see what they did to the Capitol? They fucked the Capitol up.
Yeah.
They stole the election. You got this nigga Patrick Young stealing signs and shit.
Yeah. In the morning. You ain't seen the video.
He stole a sign?
Boy, you ain't seen
the video. Yeah, I seen him.
What sign he stole?
The Whitehorn signs.
Yeah.
Man, had Whitehorn signs outside the building. Man, Patrick Young pulled up in the truck and shit. Take off running and shit. Like a nigga don't know that's
him. He a mama battle too?
Man,
they did it this time.
Patrick Young been fucking with him though. But you know what I'm saying? Me and Patrick Young, we had all this back because he had a screenshot the shit on my page and sent it to him.
Oh, right? So he on the cover.
So what I did, you know, I forgave him and shit, yeah, right? Yeah. But you know I had to get my leak, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So shit, I got hold to the video. I put it out. He wound up calling me like, you know what I'm saying? Boom, boom. He like, yeah, man, you know, that was me, but they gave me permission, this and that. All I heard was that was me. So I was like, okay, all right, bet, man, I'm going to take it down. I took it down, so I took the MJ.
Where you at? So where you at?
Say, who the city marshal, the mama bells was mad at? James Jefferson, something?
Because
he said he made a post saying, take your friend, your mommy, your auntie,
your side piece.
She was like, what type of public figure use the term side piece? This is disgusting.
Bitch, we say whatever we want to say. Get out of black folk business. I can't stand that hoe, boy.
She probably been
like,
side
piece. That hoe get on my nerves. She act like she just a morality police and shit, bitch. You ain't said nothing about Patrick Young fucking stealing them signs. You was on that defending club. She like, man, get your ass on.
She want that
for real. I always talking about somebody, some thugs and this and that. Yeah, bitch, I can't stand that hoe.
She want to be this
shit. And then I'm talking to a homegirl. I'm telling the homegirl, I'm like, shit, man, why you even fuck with a race hater like that? Like, man, that bitch, yeah, y'all be sitting there acting like y'all just so for right. That hoe ain't nothing but wrong. Shit.
Ooh-wee.
Get that bitch.
I can't stay in that hoe for real.
Bitch, you need a hibachi.
I've been trying to stay off her trail. I really been trying to avoid even talking about the bitch. But that hoe don't do nothing but be pissing me off.
Yeah, she
always a black folk business.
They say, yeah, stay out of nigga business.
We ain't in y'all fuck ass.
We ain't in white folk business.
Look.
He ain't scared of you bitches.
Yeah. That nigga's ain't scared of you bitches.
But yeah, though.
Y'all told.
Yeah, that nigga's
sick of them hoes. I'm telling you, that shit kind of drove me a little bit.
Then the next one, they gonna come after you. No,
they gonna come. Yeah, they gonna come, but you ain't been doing nothing.
He said, a mama was there.
What's up, mama, man?
What they do?
Come out the nigga.
You put that milk in and come out the
nigga.
They caught you lacking?
Nah, I ain't do it. You know, I don't do shit no more.
They say he a thug.
Yeah.
They say he a thug, a drug addict.
A woman beater. They call me all type of shit. Bitches say I don't work. Bitches say all type of shit.
It's really his fault, though. Cause he.
But this bitch don't work. This hoe don't do nothing but get on Facebook and look up black people fucking records and shit.
Yeah, she do. She,
yeah,
she,
this hoe don't do nothing.
Nah, y'all too.
Her husband is Dr. Maskingale up there off of what that shit is out there off Bourbon Combs.
Yeah.
Shumping and shit. He a cancer doctor. But his wife a fucking stone cold racist.
He
a
cancer.
She a racer. I'm a racer. She a racist.
Y'all funny, bro.
How you say a nigga hater?
So you think, hold on.
Y'all need to do like a what that is, South 85 South show. Y'all need to go on tour.
Look, y'all ain't no.
Hold on, yeah, we're gonna get a sponsor by Hibachi?
Yeah.
It's on.
Hibachi,
I got you. No, you need to do a city run. Let's go.
I told you, say, look,
yeah, we do a live show.
Man, yeah. Bro, I'm with
fuck, we booking a bill. We doing a live show.
Big and Robinson, we need to hold your theater. Look,
We need some food stamp.
And we can, and that way you charge to get in, too. That way you make some of the money back.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, all that shit.
We gonna charge. Simple. We gonna charge $40 a ticket, though, when a taco come with it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's
why I gotta charge
$40. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Extra 60 if they wanna hit the room.
Yeah.
Y'all think, bro, you get him a hotel, man. He miss you a hotel, man. Make all the money you want, you hear me? I got hourly rates, mini rate. What you want to do?
Yeah,
so we ain't fucking with it.
And we got, what that is, when they come to your room service.
About the room service.
Come to your
door.
Oh, man.
Bitch, you got breakfast tacos.
It ain't hotel.
Ooh, crawfish,
what, boy. You got idea?
You got crawfish and tacos.
A hood tail. Yeah.
Call any girl you want. Tell her you got crawfish and about the tacos.
Tacos, yeah.
Watch what happens.
You can get out of the pussy.
You about to fuck up, mama?
You can fuck the crew. Yeah, I'm just saying. You can fuck that clique.
Hey, but hold on. Don't look. Nigga, you can listen. This gonna let you fuck the whole hood. You got sun-made donuts. Your hood about your taco. Your crawfish and your sudden class.
Oh, that's a ratchet.
Yeah.
That's a motion pack right there.
But I don't fuck with it. Now, what you gotta do, you gotta have a hood bachi. You gotta have little animals. You gotta have trap crab. And what's another nigga, a nigga spot?
Now, what about the Caucasian chicken?
Oh, no. Kim Seafood. You got that?
Over there.
You got that with that?
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
The good what Kim it is?
Oh, Kim's. Yeah, in fact.
You got Kim's
Yeah.
You could bring that by yourself. You in the dope.
To my Kim.
But let me think. But watch this though. After she eat all this shit, it gonna be work. No, somebody.
You know what? I don't need
her to do nothing but bend over.
Whoa.
That's all.
You know what? You know
what? Ass in that what?
Took the thing up.
Man.
But I think this is some genius.
I love bitches that throw and bang too. I don't like doing all that work, bitch. I just want like to put that toy dick right there and just do what they think. I get to moving too much. I'm like,
nigga heartbeat start going too fast. All this saturation.
Too much. Like, too much. But he quiet.
I can't argue.
Hey, man, I'm getting old.
That's my weakness. That's your weakness, huh? I can't say that.
I
know what you got, but you be taking that little blue pill.
Now I got some more shit.
Ain't nothing little about that pill. That's a big pill. He needs a lot of milligrams.
I found some new shit I be taking, man.
What's that?
Cialis.
Oh, yeah. Cialis, they do it too.
Bro, that shit make your heart stop, bro.
You don't take the whole pill.
I heard taking like Viagra.
That's why
so
your ass can't
though,
see
actually
now.
Kind of good for you.
Huh?
I heard taking Viagra every so often kind of good for you, though. I think it like lower your blood pressure or some shit.
Yeah, be about a raise.
I'm trying to told you.
Because you know that's what makes
that make you get hard.
Like
the blood pressure.
Yeah.
What it is the older men who take heart medicine and shit and take blood pressure medicine.
Yeah, they can't take blood.
They can't take it.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll kill them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it raises your blood rate. And it raises your heart rate, your pulse. It's supposed
to. So how you take?
I take a piece. I just think about breaking a half.
So yeah, you need that piece.
Nah, I don't need it. It's just that I nut fast.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I feel it. I feel it.
You honest.
I nut quick.
I'm gonna tell y'all though, shit, nigga, I don't even necessarily be needing them bitches no more, but I will. But I don't need them. Cause look, I be taking this here every day though. I take that ashwanga and I take that finger Greek.
You taking that rhino shit? What about shield the rhino?
Nah. This shit is like this natural shit. This ain't no dick.
You taking that Dr. Seven shit?
This ain't dick shit. This is it help your dick, but it's not. It's not fucking it.
Oh man.
Well, but you know, like there's one reason why I'm finna get fit, bro. Like, you know, when you fit and healthy, your body just react different anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You start doing stuff you never thought you could do. Like your mind lasts longer. Your attention. Like, when they said one foot on the bed.
Yeah.
Jumping around the house like baby boy. No.
You ever heard of the Amazon position? The Amazon position.
What the hell?
Look it up. The Amazon position.
Nah, wait. We look up so old.
I put bitches in the pickle. I got my own shit going. Them hoes hit me up to my, what's this pickle shit that I've been hearing about? Bitch, you want to get put in a pickle?
That sound like you in some sour.
I ain't in nothing sour, because I don't even eat sour pickles.
Oh, that's been sour, that, huh?
There ain't nothing sour.
That sound like you hear a big girl put in a pickle. You talking about?
I could put a big girl in a pickle.
I always been wanting to try this little move I seen this nigga do on Miss Natural. It's like,
Miss who?
Miss Natural from Chicago.
I don't know.
Bitch that was fucking with LBG Duck.
Yeah. You know her? Yeah, I know my Bible.
But Miss Natural can fuck, Duck,
my whole pressure.
She on porn?
Yeah, you seen her?
Well, yeah.
I don't want to see her.
I ain't seen her naked, but
she got OnlyFans.
Mama Duck got OnlyFans. Hey, Mama Duck, you want to do a collab? Holla at me.
Hmm? You fucking right, Mama Duck. All right, buddy, you gonna be next. Mama Duck gonna get to you.
Man, Mama Duck look like her pussy smell like my ball.
I don't give a fuck. Come on,
but
Mama
you know,
Duck.
See, I always used to love. I used to love cougars when I was. You know,
that's a saber too tight.
Man, I'm hitting it.
She remind me of Miss Purdy.
Be something different, like back then. Back then, I'm talking about they fought in the main pressure.
Because
I'm gonna tell you who I always been fine. Like Kiara Mama. Oh, yeah. Bitch, she always been fine, boy. That ain't y'all
right. I ain't got nothing to do with this, Kiara.
You know as I love. Your mama fighting
the baby ain't gonna like that.
Hey, that's on his body.
Yeah, the baby ain't gonna like that.
Yeah, that's on their body.
I ain't gonna lie, when you was in elementary, like, everybody mama was fine. If you think about it, most of them.
Say now, now I'm gonna tell you who mama was the finest.
Especially coming to the football game, mama.
What's her baby mama name? Sharika.
You talking about Butterfly?
Butterfly was some motherfucker. Nigga, boy. Butterfly was some motherfucker. Fine.
You know, got number dogs.
They gonna fire your ass.
Boy.
Butterfly need a round of applause.
Man, give Butterfly a round of applause.
Hey, boy. Like Wayne.
There's a lot of fire. I ain't gonna say they mama's name, boy. These boys.
Age like Wayne.
Hey, it seems like they get finer and finer, the bitches that's our age now, that's mamas and shit, like, them hoes decent.
Listen.
Them hoes decent.
I got older and shot my stick at a couple of my partners, mom.
No,
you told her.
That's why I told you to get along.
And guess what?
I succeeded a couple times.
I'm telling you, because guess what? Just like we were looking at them, they looking at us.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Leonis ain't ever the old you from that black eye. He already owe you from that black eye back.
Well, I take that black eye to give him
fuck.
Leonis, I ain't got nothing. You can do what you
want. Look, man, look. But Outlaw, man. We in Georgia all tonight, man. And we had to make this special. We had to come to the boxing. We supposed to have been here.
Long overdue.
Long overdue. Mm-hmm. Long overdue. Mm-hmm. Mike to my man, y'all don't want me on the boxing. And then I came, and this nigga still ain't had a fucking taco on it.
We ain't got the taco, dog. This kind of hurt my feelings. I'm going to
bless your game.
I'm already put that meat in.
Don't
tell me.
Before we go, I got one question.
I'm dead.
Toilet paper or wipes?
Man, let's go.
Toilet paper or wipes?
Toilet paper wipes. I got to go.
Toilet paper, wet wipes.
Hey, bro, listen.
You rather wipe games with toilet paper or wipes?
If it's in my reach, I'm grabbing it. Yeah,
because I use white.
You know what? Hold on right now. Which one you getting? The toilet paper or the white?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Because he likes to wipe, wet his ass with white.
Hey, man, you guaranteed me clean.
You guaranteed?
That's man, why you want his ass so clean.
That tissue might be dry. That get stuck in your ass.
in toilet paper, college.
All right, y'all. Hey, y'all, we going to holler at y'all. Make sure y'all like, share, subscribe. Tell them where they can find you.
Me?
Yeah.
On King Highway in the box.
On K Block, 1704 Kings Highway, Shreveport, Louisiana, 1703.
Slanging tacos out the back door. We got all the sauce.
Let's throw the done.
Yes, sir.
LTF Ugly Man.
Iceberg Pack Man.
Y'all be easy, baby.
West Side.
Y'all understand?
This ain't my business, but I just know about it.